Create detailed as-is process models and RACI diagrams. Score DS Level 4. Transformation analysis for the selected supply chain segment requires getting to an even finer-grained level of detail for critical improvement areas. High detail is important so that gap analysis can seek root causes of issues and develop a to-be version of the process. In Score DS terms, now we are getting down to Level 4 organization-specific processes. The staple yourself to an order walkthrough slash interview process is an ideal tool for developing process models and RACI diagrams. Staple yourself to an order walkthrough slash interviews. Based on the Harvard Business Review article, Staple Yourself to an Order, the staple process is a walkthrough and interview technique that literally follows a process that is being analyzed from its inception to its conclusion by taking field trips to the sequential places where the transactions occur, workstations, home offices, headquarters, factories, DCs, customer locations, etc. It also includes interviews with the persons responsible for each transaction using a staple yourself template and an interview plan. A walkthrough such as this is intended to watch people as they perform each transaction so the interviewee can detect differences between a process as it was intended to be performed and how it is actually performed. It is useful for constructing both process maps and RACI diagrams. In Score DS terms, this level of walkthrough is intended to capture the process down to Level 3 metrics. The process can be revisited when scoping an individual project later, in which case the scope will be restricted to the project's scope. While this method can be applied to any process, often there is an order that can be the focus point for a given walkthrough, such as a purchase order, source, a customer order or replenishment signal, order, a work order or production order, transform, a shipping order, fulfill, or a maintenance tickets, orchestrate. Plans have many things that might suffice for an order, such as a planning calendar or the production plan for plan transform. Here are the steps in the staple yourself to an order process. The team conducting the walkthrough reviews the master data for the processes and develops a thorough understanding of how the processes are set up in the ERP or other information system. The team pre-populates as much of the staple yourself template copies as possible to keep the walkthroughs efficient and guided. This includes interviewers, interviewees, the accountable function, primary inputs and outputs, and the standardized process name. If using Score DS, the Level 3 process to be broken down to Level 4 substeps is added to the relevant template copy. Upon arriving at each new site, the interviewer holds a group meeting with interviewees to set the stage and tell them about the transformation program and the detailed processes being investigated. Answer any general questions and then work with each interviewee to determine the best location for their interview. Conduct the walkthrough and interview at each sequential location in the process. Physical processes will walk through actual movements. For steps conducted on information systems, the walkthrough will be walking through the transaction screens. An alternative method is to do all information system walkthroughs in a conference room and then fill in the physical steps. An example of a staple yourself to an order template is shown in Exhibit 2-28 and Exhibit 2-29. Note that some fields are populated with instructions in italics and other areas show a breakdown of the Score DS Level 3 process, 02.2 Receive, Enter, and Validate Order. Some information is quoted from the Score DS site. Understanding how the process is actually performed compared to how the process is supposed to occur according to procedures and process flows can be very illuminative. While this process is straightforward to plan for, its complexity arises from the need to manage relationships with people who may have various levels of change resistance, who may have a silo mentality, who may exhibit observation bias, for example, they perform better under observation than they do when not observed, or who may have a lot of frustration over a process that has dysfunctional elements. Assure interviewees that describing what they actually do, the unwritten rules they observe, and the problems they encounter will benefit them. If these problems are known, the design team will be able to design a more foolproof method that can solve their pain points. For example, it may become possible to trust the ERP system's plans rather than needing a manual workaround or to get management to agree to business rules that prevent them from forcing through disruptive last-minute changes. Encourage people to be honest about the actual process and its problems, such as by asking questions framed from the person's perspective, remaining neutral, observing rather than editorializing, and actively working to have no assumptions about how things are actually being done. It is a trap to get into a should-be-done-this-way mentality. A key takeaway should be to design a process that people actually are motivated to follow because it accounts for natural human tendencies, makes sense, is efficient, and is hard to break. It needs to reflect reality and solve known pain points. The outputs of this process should include a clear idea of how orders flow through the system, how workflows interconnect with other workflows, a list of persons by role and functional area, the full set of level 4 processes listed using organizational terminology, and their standardized process groupings, for example, level 2 and level 3 processes. Specific insights may include the number of times an order crosses functional area boundaries, more transfers create more risk of delays, mistaken priorities, etc. Processes that have no clear understanding or assignment of accountability, meaning there are vertical gaps in knowledge. Process that doesn't prioritize valuable customers or critical customer requirements, or actual practice that ignores planned priority rules. RACI diagrams for process flows. RACI, responsible, accountable, consult, and inform. Diagrams can be made that show how the process model relates to specific job roles rather than just to the swim lane external party or functional area responsibilities. There are two ways to create such a RACI diagram. One way is to list the roles as separate swim lanes on the chart, just as the entities or functions were in other examples. The other is to list the processes as the swim lanes. Exhibit 2-30 shows an example of mapping SCORE-DS processes at level 3 using roles as the swim lanes. This view helps show what roles need to play a part in the process. Exhibit 2-30, RACI diagram with roles as swim lanes. Here are the titles of each of the SCORE-DS processes listed in this and the next exhibit. O2, Order B2B. P4.1, Aggregate Transform Requirements. P4.2, Assess and Create Initial Transform Response. P4.3, Balance Requirements and Transform Response. P4.5, Communicate Finalized Transform Response back to P1.3. P1.3, Assess and Create Supply Response. T1.2, Schedule Production Activities. S2.1, Establish Order Signal. S2.2, Schedule Product Delivery. S2.3, Manage Inbound Transport. S2.4, Receive Product. S2.5, Inspect and Verify. S2.6, Transfer Product. S2.7, Authorize Supplier Payment. T1.3, Issue Raw Material or Components. T1.6, Package Product. Exhibit 2-31 shows the same data rearranged so that each process occupies a swim lane. This view allows specifying who is accountable, A, for success or failure, responsible, R, for doing the task, must be consulted, C, or should be kept informed, I. Note that a more detailed version of this diagram could list actual persons by name in each role, such as the specific person in procurement who is accountable, and one or more persons who are responsible for each process shown below. Exhibit 2-31, RACI diagram with processes as swim lanes.